Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're back on Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. A big day, really a big day in the city history. The mayor, the health department announced that we will move into phase five along with the state to come next Friday. On the phone line now is the city health director, Dr. Allison Arwoody. Doctor, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's fun to make these announcements when compared to some of the other ones you've made, right?
It certainly is. It's a sign that we are absolutely heading the right direction, and now is the time to turn that dial, and let's go ahead and reopen.
So what does it mean to move into Phase 5?
So when we move to Phase 5, this is really the last phase of the COVID response, and it means that we will be lifting capacity restrictions. So you'll be able to go into a restaurant without capacity restrictions. You'll be able to be at an event without capacity restrictions. Really, this is at a point where our numbers are low, our positivity is low, our hospitalizations and deaths are low and falling, and we're at a point where we feel vaccine is widely available, and we're ready to move ahead.
So those lily pads we're supposed to stand on at the Walgreens or at the Jewel are going to go away?
Well, I think this is going to be a little bit gradual.
Okay.
But broadly speaking, I think what we'll see, and you know, people are going to be at different levels of comfort here, certainly. We'll probably still see some businesses deciding to have certain things in place. We may see some places want to be continuing masking, for example. And if there are places where people are regularly congregating, I don't think it's all going to disappear. COVID is not over, but we are at a place where we don't need to, at this point, be putting those restrictions in place around how many people can be in spaces. But letting folks know, being vaccinated is really important in that setting. And so, for anyone who isn't vaccinated, like, now absolutely is the time, because there's not going to be as much of the things around you helping protect from COVID. But yeah, it looks good. Our modeling looks good. And we are ready to go, even a little earlier than we expected.
How does Phase 5 impact the wearing of masks? Because it sounds to me like it's still going to be up to individual businesses so much, not the city government.
That's right. So already we've removed the requirement on masks. We've been careful to really highlight that in spaces where people are not asking about vaccination status, we've still been recommending mask wearing indoors in particular. And I think, this is going to really continue to evolve. We know that, and the recommendation from the CDC and from CDPH remains that someone who is not vaccinated, really should still be masking. And we know that there's still a lot of people out there who are not vaccinated. But with the numbers, getting lower and lower, that risk does continue to drop for everybody. We'll be seeing that less and less as well.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I want to ask you a question that I've asked a lot of the experts from Northwestern Medicine, just because I think it's important that it be repeated. If I'm vaccinated, it's my understanding, you tell me if I'm incorrect, if I'm vaccinated, then I don't pose a risk generally to someone who is not vaccinated, because my viral load, even if I have COVID-19, is so low that I'm not going to infect someone else. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is broadly true. It's hard to say 100% all the time, but the risk goes so far down, that the risk of somebody getting COVID, and then as you say, even if they do get COVID, they carry much less virus. And so we've seen, even in nursing homes, for example, we've had, a very few examples of people who have been vaccinated who have still gotten COVID, but for the most part, they haven't gotten very sick, and importantly, they haven't then spread COVID. So you getting vaccinated absolutely does help, not just yourself, but we're seeing this in the real world, that effect on the broader population.
And so if I'm vaccinated and I start in a conversation with someone who is not vaccinated and who is positive for COVID-19, I also still am not a risk, because I'm not going to contract the virus, or if I do, the symptoms will either be very minor or I'll be asymptomatic altogether.
Yes, in the great majority of cases, that's true. These vaccines are about as good as we get. They're about 95% protective against COVID there. But they are really good, especially in terms of preventing that severe illness. Where we look at all, just in Chicago, we've had vaccine available. You could be fully vaccinated for the first time from the middle of January on. And so where we look over those last 6 months or so, 98% of the people who have been hospitalized with COVID in Chicago were not fully vaccinated. 98% of the people who have died from COVID, not vaccinated. And increasingly, the vaccine is the major thing that helps protect everybody.
Yeah, I keep telling people on the show, I'm like, if you are enjoying these liberties that are coming to us now, thank the people, thank your friends and neighbors who've gotten vaccinated, because that's exactly what this is about. We are able to do more now because so many of us have been vaccinated. And if you haven't been vaccinated, you kind of owe a debt of gratitude to those of us who have, because we're helping you. So how do we get those people vaccinated?
Yeah, so one thing is I want to remind everybody that vaccine is completely free. You cannot get a copay. You don't have to pay anything now. You don't have to pay anything later. Widely available. You can walk into a lot of locations. And here in Chicago, you can call 312-746-4835. That's the city's helpline, and we will help get you a vaccine. Anybody who is over 65 or has a medical problem or some other barrier to getting vaccinated, we will bring vaccine to your house. We will schedule it, Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson. And otherwise, we're sending the vaccine bus around. We're going to parks. We're going to places where people are gathering. We're going to churches. We're really trying to make this convenient and accessible. You can also always go to chicago.gov/COVIDvax and see by neighborhood when the vaccine bus will be near you and what other events may be available, in addition to our larger mass vaccination sites in your own doctor's office or your pharmacy.
Have you found that people are taking advantage of those, or the Vax and Relax programs, things like that, that it really was a matter of convenience for them?
Yeah, we have. When we're out generally, with the vaccination bus, or especially when, like our Vax and Relax this weekend, which, we're paired up with its official barbershop in Englewood, and people who come in and get vaccinated get a free haircut or a gift card. Those kinds of things will make people go a little bit out of the way. And we've got a lot of people. I've been out at a number of these events, and there's a lot of people who are not against vaccination. They just are busy, and they maybe haven't made it their top priority. And so we'll regularly get 40, 50 people when we're stopped with the bus, even for an hour or two. And it's just about making this highly available for people, getting folks' questions answered. And we've got 63% of adults at this point have gotten at least a first dose. We want to try to get at least a 70% if we can. There's a goal nationally to get there by the 4th of July. We'll see. But I really, really, now's the time, especially as we're reopening. And I encourage people not to think, oh, it's reopening, it doesn't matter if I get vaccinated. Getting vaccinated now means that, the hope is that this, we never see this surge again. But if we do see, in the fall or the winter, for example, if this becomes a problem again, it is going to show up in the communities and in the social networks that are unvaccinated.
So phase five will mean full capacity at guaranteed rate field and Wrigley Field, correct?
It will, yes. Great. The baseball teams are excited, and everybody's excited.
I'm just wondering, do you have a vacation planned yet? Or last time you were on, we talked about margaritas.
Yeah, right. I took a little bit of time around Memorial Day, which was lovely. I haven't, I've got a late August potential longer vacation, depending sort of where we go here. I'm looking forward to actually summer in Chicago, because I am excited to be able to do a lot of the things that I love here. I'm happy to see Chicago really coming back to life. And, vaccines really what has made that possible.
Yeah, I was walking along the lakefront with my wife over the weekend, and it's just, we've missed it. I think
exactly.
We didn't realize how much we just naturally took in the beauty of Chicago until we weren't able to. I'm curious,
right,
too, because you guys have worked so hard, and there's been great moves toward equity and things like that. How do you see public health being changed because of this pandemic? I mean, is it going to be, people are going to be more attentive to it? Hopefully there'll be more funding, but how do you think things will change that way?
I certainly certainly hope this was a wake-up call for the world in terms of the need to make sure that public health is appropriately, you know, funded and supported. Historically, we've spent 98 cents of every dollar on health care treatment as opposed to the work of public health, which is really preventing disease and preventing spread. But, you know, what we're doing here in Chicago is really trying to take a lot of the lessons from COVID, especially a lot of the work that we've done partnering with both our clinical partners and a lot of the community-based organizations that have just done amazing work around the city in terms of bringing awareness, getting information. You know, right now we're knocking on doors to make sure people have information about vaccine. And we want to build that network to expand beyond COVID. Think about what drives inequities in the city here. There are very different rates of chronic diseases. There are very different ways in which other issues affect Chicagoans. And while we work on a lot of the structural things at the city level about this, I also want to make sure that we take some of what has worked very well in COVID and adapt it to some of the other things that we're doing. So we're thinking about some of these lessons in our mental health space, in our violence prevention, our substance use space. We're thinking about it in our maternal health space. We're thinking about it in the way that we approach HIV and other infectious diseases. And we're really, really trying to take this community partnership that has been critical to success here in Chicago and take that energy and move it to really make a healthier Chicago for everybody.
Dr. Allison Arwoody, the Commissioner of the Department of Public Health, thanks for all you've done, and thanks for joining us throughout this to keep people updated. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I hope we can talk again. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. We're going to head into the newsroom coming up, and then David Hochberg comes by to answer your mortgage questions.